Live from Stadium Swim at Circa Las Vegas, it's Cofield and Company.
That's what he does. Seven Ks. Gets him. That's eight. He has struck out four in a row. Kelly had a leadoff base hit, and there's strikeout number.
You actually can't, at least I couldn't, or the vast sound crew couldn't, getting the ski as a, like, clipped cut is hard. It's like mixed real close to her dropping N-bombs and F-bombs and other stuff. So. She cusses a lot.
Very specific editing. It's important.
It works well. Maybe there's a property concern there, a trademark concern.
Sure.
But I was trying to go with the theme because those strikeouts were from a very muted Pirates broadcast. And I wanted to kind of go with the Paul Skeens. Okay. It's hard to do, though.
It's tough. That's some ambitious audio work.
It was, but it didn't work.
It is fitting.
Skeens.
Maybe we just have her.
You got it.
She's going to be in town next week. We should have her redo the song.
She's probably too big to do like a song parody for a major league pitcher.
I think she can do like one time. We can make our own.
I did some research. Okay, I'm lying. I really don't know anything about her. I just, like I said the other day, they played it at the Aces game. They played a good edited version, and the crowd went really nuts. So I was like, okay, I understand why this probably works.
They also have been taking the court to Not Like Us, which is fantastic.
What is that?
The Kendrick Lamar, the best of the Kendrick Lamar diss tracks.
I'll have to listen to that.
Yeah. You haven't heard it?
I probably have. I don't know if I've heard it at a game.
They Not Like Us. They're taking the floor to. It was good.
So what's it supposed to mean for the Aces?
They're saying nobody else is like us, yeah.
Okay, I get that. I'm with it. I don't know what the hell that means, but so yeah, Paul Ski.
It's not supposed to be confusing.
Well, I have no frame of reference. I haven't heard the song.
Okay.
And I also don't. I guess they're different because they're really good.
Yeah, they're good. Nobody else is. They're not built like us.
Okay, I gotta hear it. See if it matches some sort of a sports anthem.
Okay.
The ski got people going. I could see the crowd react to it.
I mean, they get into it.
Will the Pirates steal?
Also,
in the end, will the Pirates steal my idea?
They might try.
Can you do it for Skeens?
No, you got to do it quickly. You got to get it done. When she's here in town, you got to make sure you get her to record it.
I'm not going to be able to. Well, when I said I did research on her, I was looking up different versions of that sexy red song. My hope was I could find one, like I said, without a bunch of F-bombs and references to shooting and killing people. And yeah, I saw her do it poolside. Acoustically, I actually thought it was okay.
Yeah.
She kept turning away from the camera, though.
She's very talented.
Is she?
Yes.
Okay. Did you go to... Was there wrestling last night?
No. No. It's next weekend. It's
coming up?
Yeah.
All right. She's going to be part of it. And again, you think...
Hosting, I believe.
Oh, really?
I believe so.
All right. Right to the top.
I think that's official.
Yeah, I know. The misinformation on this show on wrestling.
What I'm saying is, no, she is. But what I'm saying is, I don't know if that's public. So,
yeah, be very careful.
Yeah.
I almost stepped in it earlier. We were talking about UNLV's football schedule finally coming out. The schedule was out, but for TV.
Right.
And they've got 10 nationally televised games. And I had heard there was going to be a bunch of Friday tilts, some games that were switched to Friday. And we saw that. There's four Friday games. Only one at home, though. But I think there's an outside possibility because there's another Saturday game that's a TBD that TV could also say, hey, we want that on a Friday.
Sure.
And then you would have five Friday games in a 12-game schedule.
Kings of Friday night.
Well, I mean, on Twitter, I got some response on Rebel football on Friday games. I said, do you like it or not? Because most people have complained over the years that Friday nights are not good versus high school. And they don't want to go to a late Friday night game. I don't understand the challenge with kids. But the claim is, hey, we want Saturday afternoon games. Now, some of the response I got was, well, Friday is good for TV and you're isolated. But ticket buyers don't think that way. They want it to be convenient for them. If they want to bring their kids, they can bring their kids. They don't think about TV exposure.
Right.
But Saturday's TV exposure in the middle of the day, what happens, Adam?
Gets buried behind a bunch of much higher profile games.
Yes. For sure. All right, so Wags Hour. It's not really going to be the whole hour, but I mentioned Paul Skeens. And this kind of all goes back to
his name properly.
Skeens. This all goes back to, well, a couple things. Oh, remember Baygate? There was a reporter who asked Caitlin Clark, "Is Bay coming to the game?"
Yeah.
And then Nicole Auerbach, a reporter for I think The Athletic, was like, "Why can't people be normal?" We never really got an answer on what normal is. I guess you just call Bay boyfriend. Then there were many more people who were like, male athletes never get asked about their girlfriend. And we're like,
so
okay,
stupid.
What? So we immediately went to the example, watch what happens when Paul Skeens, well, you mean you brought up the obvious one, which was Swift and Kelsey. So we brought up the example
he's
of
he's never been asked about Taylor, actually. Not once.
Okay.
Not once.
I actually believed you for a
second. And nobody's ever mentioned her with him, ever.
Yeah, we had
that's not how male athletes are treated.
Our buddy Daniel McCartan at the Super Bowl during the third day of availability was asking him to finish Taylor Swift's songs. Did I say something wrong?
I don't think that's true. He's never been asked. They've never been mentioned in the same sentence.
So Paul Skeens, the strikeout artist from LSU, number one pick. He's up with the Pirates. He's been really good. He had 9 Ks, by the way, Pirates Radio Network on the call there. Well, his girlfriend is the most highly paid NIL female athlete. Might be the highest paid male athlete. Libby Dunn, gymnast. By the way, this stuff is a really big deal in the British papers. It's actually where I get most of the WAG stuff that
for
I find.
Sure. They love it.
She was in Cabo in recent days.
She's riding a horse.
I don't know, man.
Well, you don't ride horses in Cabo?
I don't ride horses anywhere. Do you?
No.
You don't think you're going to Cabo this year, but you're going somewhere south of the border.
Sure.
Will you ride a horse in your...
No.
Why not?
Absolutely.
Have you ridden a horse?
When I was little, yeah. Never. It would never happen. No.
God bless you cowboys and cowgirls, especially if you have to do it for work. That's not fun work.
No.
It's not even graphic. It's just reality. When you go on a horse, it bounces a lot.
Sure.
And I'm just, my junk and horses, it's going to sound creepy, don't mix. The female bits and horses, I don't see that working. But here's the thing. Libby Dunn did a photo shoot, Paul Skeens' girlfriend, on a horse in Cabo.
One of the biggest problems
is that... I doubt the horse was, like, galloping with Libby Dunn in her green bikini.
Maybe.
No thanks.
One of the problems is with riding horses is that doesn't usually happen in like an urban setting. You'd have to go like outside of town to do that. I'm out. I'm already out.
You're not a nature guy.
Yeah, I'm out.
I've
already charted from the house that we rented for the summer. I already charted how close the nearest because it's a little bit. It's up on the hill from town. And I was like, how far is like the coffee shop? Because it's not a chain one, but like just a local one. I was like, how far? In the morning, I got to get up and walk there. And all right, it's like 12 minutes. That's fine.
You know who did ride a horse through a town, sort of?
Paul Revere.
That is correct.
Okay, but I thought we were doing history lessons.
No. This is history. There was a time that Boise State basketball and Leon Rice were getting really desperate to sell tickets.
That.
Remember what happened?
No, but I remember that.
He basically was like, I will ride a horse through town up to the arena or something.
Yeah. Like Barry Odom riding a bull for charity and for the program.
He's still, when we talked to him, he was happy about the charity end of it. He's still not super pleased that he did it. I think a lot of it was based on the near concussion he got.
Are we sure it's near?
Like how crazy that was.
It was wild. I was like 30 feet away. It was wild.
So right now, file away, Leon Rice conversation, Cofield and Company at Mountain West Conference Media Day. We talk about Libby Dunn and riding horses. Can we remember that?
Doubtful.
I will remember.
We didn't remember something 10 minutes later.
And it won't.
Tuesday.
Every day, I know. I've told the story before. It's either at 6:05 when we're packing up or a little after 7 o'clock, and I'm like, gee, damn it! We teased something and we never got to it. It was a legal story with Justin Watkins. I think it was Shiloh Sanders. Now I remember, but not when Justin was here. But anyway, long story short, we'll save it for Leon. He can tell us about horseback riding and how that goes. Last time I tried to go down this path, and by the way, I've been thinking a lot about stuff we've done with interviews over the years that went badly, because I have a piece of audio for you. I don't know if you followed Boston Radio. One of the guys did their tribute, or actually just spoke off the cuff about Bill Walton, and I really appreciated what he did. Other people hated it. But I was just thinking about our time on radio, because believe it or not, we've made an incredible mark in this market.
True.
We are coming up on 20 years of doing these shows here, which is pretty good. But I was thinking about, it hits me, like the other day it hit me, I was watching some cheesy thing on best fast food slogans. Do you know any off the top of your head?
Like, where's the beef?
That was in there. The problem was, it was on, I'm slowly realizing that, does Roku have its own programming?
Yeah.
And then, I always call it Firefox, but I know it's not, it's Fire Stick.
Fire Stick.
But they had like a video from Mashable, and I was like, oh, old commercial slogans, I'm going to watch this. And I lasted like 4 minutes, and I'm like, this is awfully produced. I can't watch it. But you know how they got me. They had the little guy from the old Dunkin' Donuts commercials. Do you remember what their slogan was or his was? And I this is how old I am now.
This is before the Ben Affleck, Matt Damon dancing ones.
This is, I will start at least two days.
I'm sure I'll remember.
I will start 2 days a week when I come downstairs, I get a coffee, I go back up to the little studio office I have, and I'm getting ready to start the day, and I often will say,
have you had your Dunkin' today?
Close, but no. No, the little guy would say, time to make the donuts.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And he was so, he's so tired at 4 o'clock in the morning.
The issue here was forever, we didn't have Dunkin' Donuts.
I know, it wasn't a big deal.
We didn't really get the commercials. Didn't come until like 15 years ago.
No, I was going to say, you barely had it, and then they changed it to just Dunkin'.
Yeah.
So anyway, where the hell was I going with that? Oh, so,
I don't know. It's fast food slogan.
My mind. Oh, so then I thought of Arby. They threw up an Arby slogan. I didn't remember it. But then now the Arby slogan for like the last 10 years has been, we have the meats.
And it's
Ving Rhames. And I did an interview with Ving Rhames one time, and it was basically a hang-up situation where I was like, enough. He got mad at me because he was playing Don King. He came on to promote the movie about Don King, and I was like, well, Don King is kind of a crumb. He does have some parts of his life. And he was trying to like argue that I was misinformed on Cleveland and a murder and Don King. So Ving Rhames got mad at me. The magic of radio.
Sure.
It's going to happen sometimes. You're going to rub people the wrong way.
We've had several people that didn't like things we've said.
Probably not as much. Actually, I was a little bit jealous when I saw what the Boston guy did. So
They just started playing Post Malone here, so I was like, oh, is this Darren Waller?
Well, we got Darren Waller song coming up in 10 minutes. You haven't sent over a Taylor Swift story in like 3 weeks. What's going
on? She's in Europe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's on tour in Europe.
On tour, though, not vacationing.
No, she's Eras Tour is on its European leg right now.
Oh, wow. All right. Any?
Travis was over there, but then he had to come back for OTAs.
Travis Kelce. Kelce, sorry.
Yeah.
I get it right. Okay. So you follow both?
Yeah. She started in Spain. I think Madrid she's in right now.
Any celebrity show up in Madrid?
Blake Lively was there with her kid. She's, you know, a friend. She's in the she's in the entourage.
All right.
She was, I believe, in, she was at a couple games in the booth with or in the box with Taylor this year.
Okay.
And Pau Gasol.
Why is that a big deal?
I mean, it's just,
I mean, he's going to stick out like a sore thumb because he's tall.
He is. But, I mean, he went a little bit overboard with this.
How so?
I mean, he referred to it as a fairy tale.
No!
I mean, he's all in. He's a real Swiftie.
How did he use the word fairy tale? Describing the show or like a fairy tale experience of a lifetime?
He posted a photo from the show with his, I believe, girlfriend and said, last night was a fairy tale at Taylor Swift.
Okay.
So he tagged her and said the show. The show was a fairy tale. It was everything he'd possibly dreamed of.
Now let's go back about an hour and 40 minutes ago. Is this what Jerry Seinfeld is talking about?
What, masculinity?
Yeah.
No, I think it's very masculine to enjoy Taylor Swift. She sings for everyone.
Jerry said he looks back to the days of masculinity.
She's for everyone. Taylor is for all.
I like it. I just think some descriptive words.
You're very judgmental.
You know what? I might start using fairy tale.
You should.
I'll give you a fairy tale situation. My guy Joey.
Well, I don't think we know anything for sure.
Oh, it hasn't been confirmed yet.
I don't think so.
Oh, but we're off and running. The funny thing is, and it's not funny, we're off and running mocking on Joey Gallo now.
The funny thing is you sent me a tweet with a link.
I did.
And I didn't have to even click on the link to know what was it. And I haven't even clicked on the link yet.
I don't know what the link was.
And I know what the video is.
I usually don't send you links because you don't respond. Let's see. What did I send
so,
you?
No, you sent it in the rundown.
Oh, I did.
Joey Gallo at the gender reveal. I don't have to click on it.
I know.
To know that it's like a baseball-themed gender reveal and he just swings and misses. I don't even have to. I'm sure that's what it is. I don't even have to click to look.
What the color coming out of the ball? It's what, pink and what else? Blue?
Blue. Okay.
And I labeled it a-hole about Joey Gallo.
Yeah, is that what the video is?
Yes.
Of course it is.
Did I laugh? Did I laugh? Yes.
I laughed without even watching the video.
Did I recover quickly and say, stop mocking on my guy Joey? It was a guy in a gender reveal. Ball goes in the air. Wiffle bat is an absolute whiff. Ball falls on the ground. Blue. And you know what it's talking about, because Joey has struck out a few times.
A couple times.
And then I see my guy in D.C., one of our radio friends, Chris Russell, Russellmania. And he's taking kind of subtle shots at him. Like, whoa, what a month for Joey. It has been, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, he's not hitting. But he's got a kid on the way.
He's not hitting. That's a nice way to put it.
Well, I told you my days of checking Joey Gallo box score every day and tracking the average, I can't do it.
Do you know?
Well, last week when we checked, because we talked about it last Thursday, I do know he was hitting 132.
Okay. What's that?
And I think this could pick him up.
It's actually better than I thought.
Is he up to 156?
No, I said that's better than I thought.
Oh, 132.
Yeah, I don't know what he's at right now.
I like him. I still feel like there's a hole in his swing that someone's going to correct.
I mean, when? At what point?
I'm not sure when it's going to happen. It seems like every year we're like, okay, this might be the year.
He's not in the lineup again.
Yeah.
Oh, he's 150.
There you go.
He's crushing it lately.
So we got Pow as a Swifty. We got...
He's gone...
Libby Dunn.
He's gone 2 for his last 16 to increase his average.
Well, that would be 125, so it's not going to increase it, but I get your point. The joke still works. We're not going to let vicious math facts get in the way of a good narrative, right? So we got Libby Dunn and Paul Skeens. We've got Joey Gallo and Hayden Hopkins.
I mean, that's your accusation. Nobody's confirmed it.
You're right. But she did. She said Joey. That's all we know.
Sure.
We know other Joeys.
Yeah.
And by the way, they don't have to be from Vegas either.
Can be Joey anybody. Joey from Friends.
Okay. So yesterday.
Joey Buttafuoco.
Today. We had a can of worms opening up in a WAG situation. Wives and girlfriends. What's the male side of it now that we have more prominent female athletes? What is Waller?
Hab.
Husbands and boyfriends. Okay, yeah. Habs. Okay. So they had a... Would you call it well-publicized breakup after being married for a short amount of time?
I would think so, yeah.
And I think they're going through it. I don't have much information on it. You saw what was my reaction when you told me on radio? I was a little broken.
Yeah, you were.
I just.
It was like a week later, I think.
I'm like, the fairy tale is over, to use the words of Pau Gasol.
Sad.
Vegas sports Camelot. And I'm not laughing because breakups suck, right? And whatever happened, it blows. And I think they're both being affected by it. On the way back, we got to reset.
I don't want
to get too emotional.
I wish he would tell us his feelings in song.
Well, he does have a song out. There is a video out. It appears to be a fake Kelsey Plum in the video. And I want to do this in mature fashion.
What?
I don't want to laugh. I'm not piling on people for a break. Keep it together, okay? But we will. I like the song.
And I didn't at first.
And I like the lyrics. And I think he's got a future. in songwriting and as a musician. I think his vocals are great.
Duffield and Company, live from Circa Resort and Casino.
Circa Las Vegas, Stadium Swim. We got to get to a little UFC 303, which is a ways off, but we've got UFC coming up, right, Adam?
Yeah, big one.
And there's
weekend.
A bunch of stories coming out.
Yeah, there's definitely, and also just there might be some very high profile people in attendance too. I'm guessing.
All right,
well, we probably can't talk about. But
let's get to that in a few minutes. Oh, the tease, and then you're not going to tell people.
It's pretty easy to guess.
Nightmare.
It's not a hard guess.
Kelsey Plum and Darren Waller getting back together.
They're not going to be there.
How big do you think the Waller thing is going to blow up, especially this time of year? There's no football to talk about. Very little football to talk about. It's a celebrity couple story. I don't know that a lot of people around the country knew a whole lot about Waller and Plum. We did here because it was a local story.
Well, I mean, I can just tell you.
Is it on TMZ yet?
Yeah. Okay. I can just tell you that I worked pretty hard on a feature about one of the Raiders assistant coaches. Some of his background. It's very, very cool and a really interesting story, I think.
Oh, no.
And I put that out a couple hours ago.
Yeah.
And I don't know that anyone has read it yet.
Yeah.
It's been up for a while.
Did
go ahead
guys,
and read it.
Did you guys post the Waller song on the paper?
I did.
And?
Blowing up.
Number one story?
I think it's number two right now.
Oh, God.
Well, there was a pretty big news event today, Steve.
Yeah, there was. That's
so bad. I don't think I'm gonna be passing that. Well, by the way, sending celebratory texts during the break to the wrong people is also...
Not good.
Also not good.
Has anyone checked on one of your columnists? Is he still with us?
I think so. So, yeah, I can already tell you it's blowing up. I would hope... Hey, look, if you're one of those people that's like, news is always about the... sensationalist and the goofy and nothing's ever. Please go read my feature on Luke Steckel.
Yeah.
Instead of my Darren Waller
prove
story.
The points. Give the guy traffic on Luke Steckel.
Won't.
Don't click on Darren Waller, Kelsey Plum Waller song. Do what's right.
But they won't.
They won't because you're lying.
Everyone's
and
lying.
And sports is bigger
time.
Than just what goes on the field. Let's get some Darren Waller singing here. At the beginning, he's talking. When I started watching this, I'm like, if he's just going to talk over overly loud music, I hate this so much. But then finally he started ripping out the vocals.
You know, in life, it's hard to love. It's hard to be free. It's hard to give all your soul. Have your heart broken in return, but it's time.
Take your time and heal. Take a time out and feel the nights we opened up and we knew how much that you and I were real.
So tell us about the song. Is he playing the music? Is he all the vocals? Obviously the vocals are a little affected.
Take time to heal. So it's so good. So the background, I guess, that you would need to know the context. I don't know why you need context. It's just so great on its own. It's supposedly he's trying to write from her perspective.
Oh, okay.
So it's a song that's her feelings on how this all went.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We're talking Kelsey Plum from the
he
Aces.
He didn't say it's about
Darren Waller.
He said it's about relationships.
We think with the Giants.
He thinks it's about relationships. He didn't say it's about Kelsey.
Right.
Now, he did get a kind of... Kelsey lookalike for the video. That's been debated as well. I wish he'd just go all out, just have her like dribbling a basketball or wearing a Kelsey Plum jersey or something so we know that it's her. But he's trying to keep it vague. It's not necessarily about her, but it's about her.
Hey, Griffin, before I play cut number two, can you get the L
Duncan? Why two? Can we?
Can you get L Duncan two for me again?
Can we just play one over? I love that part of the song.
Oh, I thought we weren't supposed to focus on what women look like. I thought you guys just wanted to be taken serious as athletes, and we're not supposed to focus on you being hot.
There's no proof of this existing. There is a local reporter who was already saying that the Kelsey Plum lookalike in the video
not
is not as good looking as real Kelsey Plum.
Yeah, not hot enough.
Give me L. Duncan again.
Oh, I thought we weren't supposed to focus on what women look like. I thought you guys just wanted to be taken serious as athletes and we're not supposed to focus on you being hot.
We, as a show, will not entertain that topic.
Take time fake, to heal.
Fake plum, real plum. Give, I know Adam wants Waller 17. We got two bites. That's it. You're laughing
just,
too much.
Just play
I
the
don't,
song.
I don't,
actually, we can't.
I don't like laughing at relationships.
It's about the song. It's not about relationships. I love the song.
It's. Give me Waller 2.
I'm tired and I want to be still. Imagine if we fell out of tune. Because fuck, who knew that love could kill? Whoa.
That's a banger.
What? I think the writing's pretty good. I told someone earlier, it feels to me like a mix of like Kane Brown and like Thomas Rhett. I think that's the guy's name, Thomas Rhett. Eric Rhett.
It's Post Malone vibes for sure.
Okay. I think it's good. And I appreciate him for pouring his heart out. I don't think the Kelsey Plum, I don't think the fake Kelsey Plum was needed.
Why?
I just don't think it's needed. We know what we kind of know what's going on here. The guy's going through it.
Thought our love was real. Who knew that love could kill?
Okay.
I mean that's
he's right.
Deep.
He's right. It can. He's right. Now for everyone out there, because we always have the people in the audience. Why you're listening to the show, I have no idea. But the people in the audience were like, sports. Where's the sports? Cares. If I'm a Giants fan, and I have the I don't know what's going on with Darren Waller, and if I'm a Giants fan, I'm not trying to be mean.
Now you do.
I'm
All you gotta do is listen to the lyrics. You know what's going on in his life.
I'm not.
He thought love was real. Didn't know it could kill.
I'm not trying to be mean, but I am livid with prior management. They made some weird deals over the years, like drafting Daniel Jones and then re-upping Daniel Jones. I don't get that. You remember how many Giants fans were like, Raiders, third-round pick, we got Darren Waller. Okay. And this is not mocking on Darren Waller. But he's a different sort of guy, and he's lived a different sort of life. And I will say this. I don't think I'm smearing him. I don't think Josh McDaniels has much of a heart. And I think Josh McDaniels probably realized, like, this is not our kind of guy.
Yep.
I'm trying to make this into a somewhat real football story, and I think it is.
You think Josh is listening to this?
If I'm a Giants fan, or if I'm in the Giants organization, I'm like, massive facepalm. Like, what do we got on our hands here? And yet the flip side of it is, all we talk about now is mental health is important.
It is.
Guys being able to open up and not cram it in like Dana White wants you and I to do and others to do.
I think
we want to know. So Darren Waller is letting you know.
Yeah, I think all guys
should. It sucks for him.
I think all guys should take time to heal.
You are an ass.
What are you talking about?
I can't believe you're even like that. I'm not saying you had a relationship with Darren Waller.
I will say that I think you did. I did.
So what are you doing?
Mick, you've never made fun of your friends? And I wouldn't consider him a friend.
Not anymore.
I wouldn't consider him a friend, but I mean, I
took training,
I've talked to
and
him.
I don't mock on my friends off the air anymore. I don't do it.
2 days ago?
It wasn't 2 days ago. It was a prior. I'm a more responsible person here, and I want to know what he's feeling.
I would never. Well, we know what he's feeling. Yeah. He thought their love was real. He didn't know it could kill. But I've had, like I said, I would not consider Darren Waller a friend. But I've had many, many conversations with him and many conversations about mental health and that sort of thing. Like, I feel like I know him, not on a personal level, but I know a lot of how he thinks and what he believes in and stuff like that. I like him. He's very weird. He's a very different type of person. This is his way of expressing himself.
Is this your Jerry Seinfeld?
No. What is that? He's just different. Like, that's fine. That's one of the things I like
about
him.
I hope I didn't call Darren Waller weird earlier. If I did, that's not what I meant to say.
I mean, why? Weird is fine. Weird is literally the like a slogan of a city. Like, keep Austin weird. So it's a thing. It's a source of pride. Like, I think he would tell you he's very different. He's a different type of person. He finds.
But not everyone takes weird the same way.
That's actually true.
Right? Uriah Faber called someone weird. How'd that work out?
Did not work out well.
Who was it?
The person got very mad. Dana White got very angry about it.
But we don't want to hear about feelings.
But
funny how that comes together.
True. I feel like this is how he expresses himself, and I'm not surprised that he would put out his feelings in song before he would do it in, you know, like in an interview or on social media, that sort of thing. That's how he expresses himself. That's how he finds comfort. That's how he, you know, makes sure that he can. That's how he deals with emotion. He puts them in song. That makes sense. Doesn't mean you can't laugh at it or joke about it. Like that's what we do with artists a lot.
What's the best spot if you wanted to ask Kelsey Plum? I'm being serious here. If you wanted to ask Kelsey Plum,
she liked the song.
How it's going? Did you hear the song? How are you doing? A press conference is totally off limits for that.
Yeah, I think so.
Has to be like a podcast or a one-on-one.
Yeah, probably. And I also like it. Just depends, right? It depends your relationship with people. I mean, there are people on the Raiders. If somebody were to write a song about them, then I would just play it on my phone and walk into the locker room and be like, what are we doing?
Okay.
Like that would happen. But it just depends. You couldn't do that. Like, I don't have a relationship with Kelsey Plum. I've interviewed her a couple times. I don't really know her like that. So you couldn't do it in that way. And I definitely wouldn't do it at a press conference where the whole world is watching. I would actually, like if it's a Golden Knight or a Raider, somebody I've talked to before and have a relationship with, I'd probably go up to them and be like, hey, I kind of want to ask you about this. That's what we're going to do. Like, I'm going to turn this on, but I'm just so you're prepared, this is what I'm going to ask you about. And then, you know, start recording. Like, that's how I'd handle it with most people that I have a relationship with. But you can't just spring it on somebody in a press conference.
No.
And it wouldn't be fair. And it would be, I mean, it would be.
It's not in good judgment.
It would serve you for your career, your work, or what you want to do. But that's not what you're supposed to be doing. You're supposed to be getting information from people.
Well, that's actually another angle.
Yeah.
Are you not supposed to be doing that?
No, you're not. That's not professional. It's not how you're supposed to do your job.
A lot of high-profile people have gotten there because they did something like this.
Yeah.
So who's right?
Not them.
I don't know, man. The ethics line's been crossed, and it's not just media people.
Yeah. I mean, it has, and it's awful, and that's the reality. But I think just because other people do it doesn't mean you have to do it. Seattle's up 22. On the road.
Plum's been pretty good so far, right?
Yeah.
A little up and down. Good. I don't think she had a big game yesterday, but.
Which they've needed her and other players to step up just because, you know, Chelsea Gray's out. And Jackie Young's been the one that's really stepped up the most, and Asia's doing what Asia does. She's the best player in the world. So, yeah, they've been good. I would guarantee you, and I don't know this, I haven't talked to anybody, I'm promising you that every group text that Kelsey's in, people have sent her the song, they've sent her lyrics, every player in the locker room is singing the song to her, they're playing it in the locker room, they're playing it on the plane, that's a guarantee.
If you're Kelsey and you wanted to talk to someone on the team, would you go talk to Becky Hammon?
You don't know who people are closest with. So she talks to whoever she's closest with. I think they do have a pretty good relationship.
Who would you go to?
I'd write a song.
No, you wouldn't.
Find a producer. Find some auto-tune.
Actually, I know some people you'd go to.
Sure.
But not everyone has people to go to, and not everyone's comfortable talking about it. And for Darren Waller, this is what you got. So
I would
refrain from mocking on the guy too heavy because I think there's a lot behind this.
If it was
and
me, I would just...
I think from the music standpoint, I think it's okay.
No, I actually do. If it was me, I would definitely just take time to heal.
Stop being a child.
What do you mean?
We're not here to make.
That's good advice.
We're not here to make Mateo laugh. By the way, speaking of that, me calling you a child.
That's aggressive and offensive.
This is what I would like to see on the show. I know you're going on vacation for a little bit. Over the next 2 months, I think we need more cohesion on some TV shows that we're watching.
Well, we've got one.
You shut down for 6 months. At least. There's been almost no TV talk unless it's with a guest. Because you have said many times, all you do now is watch YouTube.
That's all I do. Still.
So any show that's a hot show, any documentary, it's like you're out.
Well, yes, except it changed a little bit this week because, well, one thing.
Well, you finally got back to Netflix.
Well, a lot of YouTube I watch is just interviews with Shane Gillis on YouTube. So I'm a big fan. And then he put out a show on Netflix, which is a bunch of his friends and a lot of people around him. Mm-hmm. And anything McKeever makes, which is basically his writing partner and directing partner, Gillian Keeves is a fantastic YouTube show. Anything that McKeever's part of and Gillis is part of, I'll watch. And they put out Tires, and
I heard you mention to Griffin multiple times, Tires.
Yeah.
And as a good soldier of the show, I was like, okay, Adam's interested in it, I'm going to watch it. I don't know anything about Shane Gillis.
Really? I watched it straight through.
Six
episodes in a row.
I got to, listen to how I'm saying this, I got to watch 2.5.
Okay. It's more of a guy show.
Well, I don't live with a guy, and I don't live with a woman who's not into certain humor, but there was a point 2.5 episodes into Tires where she was like, can we move on from the 8th grade humor and pop something else on? And I was like, yes, we can. Yes. It wasn't like a breakdown.
I would like to say that
it was like, I was like, I get it. I'll tell you what.
I'd like to say that it got smarter. It doesn't.
It doesn't. No. It's refreshing. If you're going to get offended, don't watch it.
Yeah, if you're somebody that is subject to offense, being offended.
If the word triggered is in your vernacular, you're out.
Yeah.
But it is very juvenile.
Yeah, which is perfect.
My favorite part is trying to figure out. I don't want to spoil it too much. There is a writer who comes out to do a feature on a tire shop, and I was trying to figure out who is this writer most like that I know.
Okay, that's fair.
Because whoever played the writer is brilliant.
He's awesome. He's great.
But I was like, I don't think Adam would do this, but I wish Adam was like this.
Oh, it would be, I was jealous of the writer for sure. No,
and then the other great thing is it's another comedy. There's a lot of dramas on this. About a business that I don't know anything about, and as I'm watching it, I'm like, is it like this? Or is this like, it's just a complete mock, and it's not accurate? Is that what tire shops are like?
I think so. It was funny.
Are you sure?
Anyone
who works as a mechanic, anyone who's used a mechanic or gone to a tire shop, muffler, watch. And in 3 episodes, you'd be like, wait, is that what goes on?
I would assume so. Watching it, I was like, yeah, I actually thought it was just a documentary about tire shops.
At the beginning, I did, too, because they were filming it. I'm like, why'd you turn this on? Oh, this is the show Tires.
It's filmed in the Office style, kind of, where it's like a documentary type thing. That's not the concept of it, but that's how it's filmed. And, it's like, I'm like, that's how I've always assumed that any auto place works. I hope not, because it's not good for the customers, but, yeah, that's how I think it goes.
And the Shane Gillis is good at what, podcast or actual comedy?
I think he's the best stand-up right now, currently.
All
right. You haven't watched his specials?
I haven't watched any comedy specials in a while. I feel like I got let down by a few, and I'm like, especially if I like them as a podcaster and in shorts, I'm like, I don't want to watch the full thing because they might suck.
It's also one of the things I definitely like about him is I know where his politics are, but if you just watch him loosely and you're kind of on the outside, you wouldn't know. And there are people on both sides that are like, he's our champion for us.
Oh,
he's
no
our
way.
Voice.
That's
and you're like, no, he's actually not.
Yeah.
If you actually know him and the reality of the situation. And he he does a lot of political stuff, but you don't know where he is. And I think that's pretty cool, too. That both sides can kind of grip on and be like, hey, he's our guy. Like, hey, no, he's not.
Game's going on right now. The big screen's here at Stadium Swim, Circus Sports. Adam's reign of terror continues in terms of his rooting reign of terror. Caitlin Clark and the Fever are going to lose their eighth of the season. It's 87-67. Clark has 15 points and 7 assists. We don't need to examine the other numbers. Stormer up 20 with about 6 minutes left. NBA game, we're going to join in progress in a couple of minutes. You got the Wolves trying to stay alive. They're at home. They're laying 5. They're down 16-10 with 7 minutes left. In the first.
Breaking news from our friend Willie Ramirez.
Okay, we'll get to that on the way back. We got breaking news from the NFL. We do have the team that is going to be on Hard Knocks. And by the way, NHL Eastern Conference Finals, scoreless, about 14 minutes in. That, of course, is between Florida and the Rangers.
Cofield and Company presents Grab Bag on ESPN Las Vegas.
Stick your hand in there, dude.
Reminder tomorrow.
Can we just play the song the rest of the show? So good.
Sexy Red or Darren Waller?
Waller. Come on.
Tomorrow, Husong's Cantina, Aces viewing party. 4:30 till 6:30 or whenever the game ends. Aces in Atlanta. Vinny!
Over there.
On Raider Nation Radio 920. Game is going to be on Fox Sports Las Vegas. But viewing party, Husong's Cantina. 4:30, 6:30, happy hours 3 to 6. Aces gear gets you 15% off the bill. And it was packed yesterday. It was a really good atmosphere for the Aces who whomped on the Lynx. In the bag?
Stick your hand in there, Dave.
Willie Ramirez, breaking news.
Yeah, I was trying to tell you it wasn't really breaking news. It was.
Oh, no.
He just said his gym playlist has been updated to include the Darren Waller song.
We will talk to William tomorrow. That'll be at 3:40 on Friday. In the back.
Stick your hand in there, Dave.
Chicago Bears are going to be on Hard Knocks.
Oh, yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah. I mean, I'll watch anybody. First of all, we don't even have to wait that long. We got Hard Knocks coming up soon. The off-season Hard Knocks, first ever, with the Giants is coming up.
Probably cut it off too
early. I hope they're not done filming. I just put that together right now. I really hope they're not. This has to be included. Can you imagine, like, today, the locker room, they're there practicing. He's not there. They're all just watching the video at their lockers. We have to see this.
In this Hard Knocks, the chances that Matt Eberflus comes off as a guy where you're like, that's the guy.
No, I doubt it. I doubt
Shot?
It. I doubt it. I'm excited. We're going to get, I think, plenty of Las Vegas' own Roma Dunze on the show.
Possibly.
Get some, Caleb.
You're definitely getting Keenan Allen.
Yeah, unless he just says no. And, I mean, it's not always the stars that they make.
You're right. There's been some seasons where the stars were barely seen.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be good.
In the bag again.
Stick your hand in there, Dave.
I will. UFC coming up. We have a glove issue. Did you see this?
No.
New gloves. Sean Strickland already complaining about it.
Yeah. A lot of guys have complained about it when they came out a couple weeks ago when they were showing them.
Is he fighting Paulo Costa?
Yeah.
On the gloves, quote, yeah, they suck. I don't know who we could talk to or talk to the person who designed these gloves. Have you ever been in a fight in your effing life?
So, I mean, I think it's fair because, I mean, they've been working on – because what they've been trying to do is find gloves. Obviously, they're about safety and those sorts of things, protecting your hands and offering a lot of protection, but also making sure that you can use your hands, you know, for jiu-jitsu and grappling and everything that you need them for in a fight while also trying to limit eye pokes. I mean, they've been trying to design – better and newer and more impressive gloves for a long time. They thought they had a system that came out with them, and right away fighters were like, no. Some came out and said, yeah, sure, I like them. But of course, when you change equipment, people are going to have an issue with it. Like, it's not what they're used to. And I don't blame them. Like, you know, when they made huge equipment changes in the past, like in hockey, remember, like, helmets. They were like, well, if you've never worn a helmet before, if you played under the old rules, you don't have to do it right now because, you know, we'll grandfather everybody in as they come along. I mean, could they make a rule where there's different gloves? I don't think you can do that because it's not fair for the fight. But I get why people would be upset about it. I get why some guys would have an issue. And I also get why they need to try to make improvements. Like, you need to find balances, and it's really hard to do.
Who's in the main event? Poirier.
And Makhachev. Big, big underdog is Dustin Poirier.
Is there an issue here with staff?
With Khabib in the corner?
No.
Wait, what?
How do you say his name again?
Islam Makhachev.
He's got a blemish on his leg, and he's been wearing a sleeve over it, and people are saying he might have staff. And then,
oh, with staff.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And, God dang it. And Conor McGregor went in on sort of just
of course
slamming
did.
All of Makhachev's people.
Shocker.
He's got a little xenophobic issue, doesn't he?
Shocker. And right. Conor was out partying this weekend, so good for him.
Was he?
Oh, yeah.
All right, more on UFC tomorrow. We'll get ready for the Aces game. We'll be live at Treasure Island inside the Golden Circle Sportsbook and Bar. Griffin back on the board running controls. Good job, buddy. Thanks to Circa for hosting the show today. We'll see you.